Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Love the music. Thank you, producer Jeremy. Welcome to Boomer Radio. I'm Julie. Mary Pat is here.
Hello.
Our first guest is Amy Peterson. She is the owner of a small business on Mass Avenue here in Indianapolis called Decorate. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
How long has this store been open, Amy?
Decorate has been open for 2 years. We just finished our second year on Mass Ave. We have home accessories and decor, and we're geared toward those who are living an urban lifestyle.
Now, what do you mean by that, living an urban lifestyle? Downtown kind of thing or more modern?
Yeah,
or
when I first, it's a little bit modern, I would say, from a decor standpoint. When I first opened, we were focusing on those homes that people have that have maybe a little bit smaller space, apartments, condos, and so we're looking at items for the home that fit that little bit smaller space situation.
Sounds like a downsized boomer kind of thing.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Right? It's exactly what it sounds like to me. You know, I'm in a neighborhood and I feel like everybody's moving because everybody's kind of my boomerish age.
Yeah.
Probably 8 to 10 houses in the last 6 months have gone on the market and been sold because the kids just grew up. They just graduated from high school or college and they're downsizing. So I feel like that is definitely a trend among boomers, if not other folks.
That is so true. We see so many people. We see millennials, of course, that have moved downtown.
Oh, yeah.
But we also see equal amounts of those who are downsizing. And it's been really great in our neighborhood to see the mix of people who are really enjoying the downtown lifestyle.
Now, what sparked your interest in design?
Well, I actually had a business for 6 years that was a seasonal business in northern Michigan. Even though I lived here the rest of the year, I had always had kind of the retail bug,
mm-hmm.
and opened that 7 years ago. And I decided at that point, well, after 6 years, I decided it was kind of time to move back to Indy. And my husband and I actually had downsized and moved from the north side downtown.
Okay.
And the more time that I spent in our area, I kind of realized, wow, this might be a great opportunity. Since there are not that many places where you can pick up decor items and gifts and that type of thing,
mm-hmm.
even though it's certainly growing downtown. But my my perspective was trying to do something a little bit different with the urban type of lifestyle. And so it all kind of came together when a gentleman that I knew was moving to another spot, and I found myself back in the business again.
Oh, you have found the space on Mass Avenue, in other words.
I did.
Well, I think it's a great location for your shop. It fits right in.
It is. I love it. I'm in the 700 block.
Which is the north side? Is that the north end?
It is.
Okay.
It is. And so I'm right across from places like Mesh and
mm-hmm.
Chatham Tap.
Okay.
And we have a couple other little places along the way, and as you know, the avenue's big, and sometimes people don't always find you depending on where you start off.
It's true, where but you park.
Exactly.
What kind of shoes so you have
all,
on that day.
That's changing, too.
Yeah.
It's changing so much, and of course, with the development of a Coca-Cola plant
mm-hmm.
and with the development of another facility that's now replacing the old Firefighters Credit Union,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be really now kind of all connected.
Which is great.
Going to be great.
Yeah. I was
absolutely
down there and had lunch with my daughter this last week, and it was like the shoes I had on, it was like, I really want to go down to Silver in the City because I was on your end. And I was like, but it's
right.
I don't think I can walk in these shoes. So we packed
yeah.
it up. You know, you need to, if you're going to do all of Mass Avenue up and down, it's great. I mean, there's a little bit of everything, but definitely wear some comfortable shoes. That's
definitely. I would suggest that, especially with some of the construction going on, that you might get into a little bit of mud down there right now.
Well, it's Mass Avenue. It's holiday time. What is going on? Are there some local charity type things happening? Is there, I know we've already finished Small Business Saturday. What else is
right.
going on in the month of December?
Correct. Well, I There's always a little bit of something going on downtown, and especially on Mass Ave, and many of the merchants participate in First Friday, which is always the first Friday of the month, and mm-hmm. So you'll see people, even though they may not have an art gallery, which was traditionally what First Friday was, you'll see other things going on inside the stores. Occasionally they will bring in artists. They will also have a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of wine, and so there's always something usually at the beginning of the month. And then you'll find that there are a lot of businesses that want to give back, especially during this time of year. Many of them did do that during small business, but I think there's always a need, and we're always very anxious to participate and give back. So it varies with the business, but this is the time of year where you'll see many things going on, you know, to support others.
Very good. Holiday programs, collection drives, those kinds of things, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Now, when we support local, how does that help us all? Because it just does.
It really does. I think that as I've now served on the board of the Mass Ave Merchants for the past few months, I have a whole different perspective than just, you know, my little corner of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I now know that whether it's supporting the local, you know, dog store and coming in and buying your pet food, or whether it's supporting one of the restaurants, there are many shops, as you know. And I think the eclectic nature of the neighborhood is such that it is really becoming a place to visit. We get people from all over, sent from hotels, and we are doing, I think, what a lot of areas want to do, which is redevelop and change, and certainly Mass Ave has been doing that for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But we're employing people, we're supporting people, we're giving back to the community, we're actively involved. I think the nature of small business and people who work on our avenue is just that. We're always willing to participate and give back and have a good time. So it's a really unique mix, and every business owner has a different perspective on why they're there, but I think we're all there because we really love being in a downtown neighborhood.
That's great. We're talking to Amy Minnick-Peterson. She is the owner of Decorate on Mass Avenue, 716 Mass Avenue. The website is decorateindy.com. A mutual friend of mine, Kay Feeney Kaito, said to me in an email, she goes, "Have you ever been in her store?" Which I have to say no, which makes me sad, but I will be very soon. She goes, but the way she describes it, she goes, "It is glorious." Glorious is all capitalized. And then she says, "For one, it smells like you're walking in heaven."
Oh,
do you have candles going? Isn't that lovely?
That is such a lovely thing to hear. I think part of what we love about our space is we are in an old building. We actually have condos above us. We have exposed brick, and we have the ability to just make it feel really homey and cozy. And of course, this particular time of year, we've got our great holiday candles burning, and you walk in, and we decided, you know, this past weekend we were going to serve hot cider. And
nice.
Those are the kinds of things you can do mm-hmm. when you're in a smaller environment and really getting to know people and just spending time enjoying the space. And I would say all of us who work there really do.
Well, we appreciate your time today. Folks listening, go to the website, decorateindy.com. There's a new blog, The Greening of the Season, which you'll enjoy, as well as seeing what types of things are offered in the store Decorate on Mass Avenue. Amy Peterson, thank you for being our guest today.
Oh, thank you, Julie, and please come see us very soon.
We'll do it. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And you're listening to Boomer Radio right here on Freedom 95.
We'll have more Boomer Radio right after this. Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
All right. I love this guest. She's a regular. We'll call her a regular, right, Mary Pat?
I'd say she's regular.
In fact, she's been on the show more than anybody else. We love her that much. Welcome back, Kim Galeas. Hey, Kim.
Hey, hi. Thanks so much.
You're just so entertaining and fun. We just love having you on. We had you on in Thanksgiving talking about some of the Thanksgiving yummy stuff. And now we're back because Christmas is around the corner. These are the 2 months that some of us eat more than other months.
Oh, I do. I know that I do. I just step up my exercise a little bit, but I also just realize it's the time I'm going to eat a few more treats.
It's true. I do the same thing, and I try to step up the exercise. It's
I
not
never
always
do.
Mary Pat, how do you do that? How do you not?
I'm lying.
Oh.
No, I do do that.
Okay.
Are you kidding? That's why I have elastic waistband.
That's hilarious. Well,
that works too.
Now, Mary Pat, you were telling me in the car that you had the opportunity to finally see what Kim Galliez looks like.
Yes. Because
you've never seen her. I've met her. I've known her for years.
Right.
Yes.
I was, you look younger than I know you are.
Well,
did I say that right?
Thank you for that too.
Did I say that right?
I think she said that right. I'm not sure how old she actually is, but I know she's younger than me. So.
Oh, well, no, I don't know how old you are, Julie. I really don't. Huh. But I'm going to be 60 this December. So I'm very excited about that because it's a milestone year.
It is a milestone year. And I
but
love that you
don't
said,
look 60.
I love that you say your age. I just turned 58. So.
It's oh, good. Congratulations. Yeah. I mean, I think it only gets better. And I have to tell you, I really am A-okay about aging. And I really do think that my activity and my exercise and my smart eating and my balanced way of looking at food, I think that's all helped. And just, you know, keeping a smile on your face and realizing that some things just aren't worth all the stress that we give them. So.
You're right. I agree with you 100%. Yeah. So, Kim, well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I really love that you're having me on right now to talk about the holiday party time, because that is near and dear to my heart. And that, I think, too, is how I have tried to insert some positive optimal aging by addressing the holiday foods with a positive attitude and making some changes where we can.
I agree with you. So let's start with one of these. You hear a lot or read in magazines where they say, okay, before you go to that holiday party, eat something. Because then you'll be full and you won't eat as much at the party. I cry hogwash because then you eat twice as much.
Yeah, because probably the party has all the things that you look forward to at this time of year that
yes.
you maybe don't get other times during the year. And that's the key. If there are going to be things that you really do look forward to enjoying at this time of year, then you do need to take advantage of them and you need to enjoy them, because avoiding them is only going to lead to disaster. You're going to overeat on something else. You're going to end up stuffing your face. I don't eat before I go to a party. What I do, though, is I make sure, I mean, if it's a party where there's going to be food for mm-hmm. a meal or whatever. So what I make sure I do is if I can, maybe just eat a few less bites at maybe breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. So that I can enjoy extra things at that holiday thing. Or if I just end up overeating a little bit, again, 10, 15 extra minutes with my exercise, or just realizing that it's okay to occasionally overindulge. It's when you do it day after day after day and don't pay attention to the smart foods, that's where you get in trouble.
I agree with you. Some people will also do the opposite of, I'm not going to eat all day long. I'm saving up for the party.
Ooh, no skipping. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, because I forgot that, since I don't ever do that. But no skipping of meals, because you're right. What happens then is you think you're famished, and you probably are, because you need to stay fueled every 3 to 5 hours. Think about that. 3 to 5 hours, you need to have some fuel. And that stabilizes your blood sugar, and it prevents you from mindlessly snacking and eating. So, you know, you need to keep your meals up and go to the party with a good attitude. And I always say this too. Don't go to like a holiday party where there's a big table of food and appetizers where everybody's standing around and just suddenly find yourself standing there at the table
what
and mindlessly picking and eating.
Yeah,
picking
yeah.
and eating, picking, talking right there at the table, grabbing what's right next to you because you know your arm's length. Move away from the table, okay? Take some food, move away, go walk, talk to people, make yourself talk to people. Sip on, you know, whatever you like to sip on. Be careful with the alcoholic beverages, too, because they add up.
Mm-hmm.
But don't stand at the table, because you will end up mindlessly munching. And I don't know what you do with party food, but I love to actually look at what is available first. And then I say, I can have potato chips any time of the year.
Oh, good point.
Go so for I something want this special dish. I mean, what is it for you? What do you like to see on a holiday party table that you maybe don't get to enjoy a lot?
Well, I don't do a lot of dessert. I'm not a regular dessert person. So I would say for me personally, I want to see what the sweet stuff is and then maybe pick a couple, 2 to 3 of those for a sampler.
Oh, Julie, please. I'm so happy you said 2 to 3, because let's be realistic about this.
One's
that's
not
the whole
gonna,
point.
No.
2, 3, or 4, what it is, whatever there is, you've got to decide how you're going to spend your calories.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully you savor every bite of when you do pick those 2 or 3, because it's about
absolutely.
Enjoyment.
Absolutely. I agree.
And and loving your food, not being at, you know, having odds with it and being fearful of it, you know, and having a real hard time with it. You need to just embrace it and say, I love this. I'm going to eat moderately, or I'm going to overindulge a little bit occasionally, and I'm going to be fine.
I think it's about that healthy mindset.
Yeah, I really do think personally that has a lot to do with it.
I like your point about the chips, though, because, you know, like, you don't absolutely have to grab a roll because you can have those anytime. It's kind of interesting how you can flip your brain to focus on those things that you really don't get to enjoy all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, why do we need the dinner roll all the time with something?
Not at Christmas.
It? No, you don't. I'd rather spend my calories on super duper mashed potatoes and stuff like that. So, yeah. And, you know, I know we talked about the Boomer magazine with one of those recipes, and I really do want to get to that
Let's do it.
I love to look at recipes and say, should I modify it? Should I change it somewhat? Should I lighten it up? Or should I not? Because it's not always that you need to. You have to understand that not everything has to be made over into some super esoteric, low-fat, low-calorie thing. So I looked at your holiday cranberry cake recipe, which, by the way, looks fabulous.
On page 26 of the current issue of Boomer Magazine.
Yeah. Okay, so holiday cranberry cake. And it's got flour. And so I say that, well, it's all-purpose flour, which is fine. I use white refined flour. But this is a good example of where the whole wheat flour will work as well. And you never use 100% whole wheat flour when you're subbing it in recipes because
then
things
won't
rise.
Yeah, okay, got it.
So you do half. And so I love to use the white whole wheat. And that is the same as whole wheat. It's just a different wheat seed. And so it has a little bit lighter color and texture than the 100% whole wheat. But it is 100% whole wheat also. It's just white whole wheat.
Oh.
And then I look at it and I say, I love the eggs. Not getting rid of those. I'm not somebody who just uses egg whites. I love to use the whole egg because the yolk has the choline and some protein in it. It's a misconception that the egg white has all the protein. Almost half the protein is in the yolk.
Okay. I didn't know that.
And then I would boost those cranberries. So see, it's not about lightening all the time. It's about boosting also. I want more cranberries. Give me those good, nutritious, high in phytonutrient cranberries. So I'd add probably a cup and a half instead of a cup.
Okay, cool.
And then for that glaze, it's called for melted butter. And that's fine because all fats are roughly about the same calories. The only difference with the butter versus the oils is the butter's going to have more saturated fat. So if you feel compelled to try oil, that's fine. Use a half a cup of oil. But I would stay with the butter because it probably imparts some great
better
texture.
Flavor. Yeah.
Yeah. And and the flavor. I'm all about the butter.
I love butter so much.
I do, too.
Now, you skip the white chocolate chunk. Would you do
more?
Well,
that's because it doesn't get used until the end of the recipe. It goes on top as a garnish.
Gotcha.
And so first you've got to make that heavy cream mascarpone glaze. And this is an example of where you could actually sub whole milk for the heavy cream because it is just as a glaze mixture. So I would use whole milk instead of the heavy cream. And I would go ahead and use light cream cheese to save some calories because mascarpone, delicious, but it is a full-fat cream cheese.
Gotcha.
And then it's up to you. Do you want to use that 2 ounces of white chocolate chunk and sprinkle it over the cake? Or do you want to save those calories for something else, like your favorite Christmas cookie. So I would say garnish it with the cranberries, maybe some dried cranberries or some nuts, because I love to boost things with nuts because of all those good-for-you nutrients.
Yeah, it'd be good and with some pecans, maybe, or walnuts.
Oh, well, we know that. And pecans and walnuts are two of my favorite nuts. But, yeah, they would be. I would. So, yeah, that's a great point. Sub nuts for the white chocolate.
I love it. Yeah. So
there you go.
Your holiday cranberry.
It kind of switched it around.
You know, I take notes when we have you as a guest because you always have such good stuff. I didn't know that you could buy white whole wheat flour.
Yeah, it's right next to all the other flour.
It's
and
it's,
King Arthur makes a really great brand. Kroger has one. I'm sure other stores have them. But I adore the white whole wheat flour. It's really the only whole wheat flour that I use. And it's 100% whole wheat. It's 100% whole grain.
It's not like you're really trying to pull one over on the kids or the grandkids, but maybe you are.
No, you know, I'm not. And I sort of, you know, we helped raise one of our grandsons. He's 8 now. We kept him every Monday for 4.5 years till he went to kindergarten. And so it was a great experience for me since I don't have kids. But we started him on the whole wheat and whole grain foods right away. So he saw that whole grain crackers, whole grain pasta, baked goods that have the whole wheat flour. So when you start them young, they get used to it.
Yeah, I've been doing that with my pasta and different things for a long time. And I remember my kids were younger, and at first they balked, but they don't. Don't miss a beat now. Yeah, not at all. So, all right. Well, that is very good to know. She just flipped that recipe. Kim, so where will we see you next? Your Facebook page always has great information on it.
Well, I'm going to be on Fox 59 Morning News again a couple times during December to talk about holiday cookie baking. There you go. See, I love my desserts. Christmas cookies. And then also I'm going to have a holiday party idea, and I'm going to be talking about retro foods because obviously since I was born in 1957, this is a significant year for me. I'm going to turn 60. But Angela Ganeau, the anchor on Fox 59, she shares the same birthday that I do.
Well, what is
December
that birthday?
December the 7th.
Oh,
so I'm going to do a retro party in mid-December and talk about foods that were popular in the 60s and 70s and 80s.
That is brilliant. Before we let you go, if we're doing the cookie exchange, do you have any suggestions? I mean, if we want to do it simple, like
Simple as in how?
Huh?
Simple as in how. What do you mean by simple?
I don't know. I'm thinking no-bake cookies are easier, but I don't like them as much.
Well, you know, no-bake cookies still take work because you might have to roll those little one-inch balls or whatever the bars. So I still think they're work. Just pick a couple that you really like, chocolate chip cookies are always great. And hey, I actually put half whole wheat flour in my chocolate chip cookie, and you wouldn't even realize it. So I do put some in there. But yeah, I mean, and I'm fine if you do those M&Ms at the holiday time. So just pick a few that you want.
All right. Sounds great. Kim Galeaz, registered dietitian. We see her on Fox News. She's on Facebook. She's our most frequent guest on Boomer Radio. We appreciate
it.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
for sure.
Well, thanks to both of you. I appreciate that honor. And you know what? Happy, happy holidays, and enjoy all the parties and events coming up.
Same to you. And happy birthday also.
Oh, thanks.
Many times over. It's a big one. All right, Kim, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
We'll have more Boomer Radio right after this. Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
All right, you should be in the holiday spirits after that one, folks. Shopping, parties, cooking, right? Well, do you have your tree up, Mary Pat?
You betcha.
I don't have mine. Well, I don't have it yet, but maybe later today I'll get that. I need help, though. You know, I don't want to. I choose not to haul it up from the basement and do all that. Once it's up, you know, stairs, I don't mind putting it together, but.
Right.
I was talking to a friend who still has the fake Christmas tree that you put in branch by branch in the wooden pegs. Remember those?
Oh, in the wooden pegs?
Yeah, remember
those? Oh, my goodness.
I think it was wooden pegs. Anyway, I said, honey, you need a new tree. She says, oh, I will be getting a pre-lit one this year when they go on sale.
Well, I got to tell you, I was at Menards and I saw this tree where you push the button and the tree just expands. And it already has the lights on it.
Uh-uh.
And then when you're done, after Christmas, you just push the button, it goes back together, and you stick in a bag, and you're done.
Like an umbrella.
Cool. Very cool.
How much was it?
$600 something ridiculous.
Like too much. Well, next year it'll be half off.
There you go. Or after Christmas.
Yes, or after Christmas, like the flat screen TVs and stuff. So the magazine is wonderful as ever. You just heard Kim Galeaz kind of recreate the recipe for holiday cranberry cake on page 26. Not so much that she's going to change the taste, but to try to make it a little healthier.
That's great.
If you're going to be maybe popping in another turkey for Christmas, some people do turkey again for Christmas. There's a great cranberry apple rosemary stuffing in there, too, on page 26. If I do say so myself, the pickleball article, I think,
was
very
astonishing.
Interesting.
I couldn't believe how good that article was. Who was the writer? Let me see. Oh, her name is Julie Patterson.
Well, I've never... That was the first time I'd ever played pickleball.
And I got to tell you, I was up at the YMCA up in Boone County because I was doing a thing there. And they had a bunch of people. We were at the YMCA, and they had a bunch of people coming in to play pickleball.
It's
everywhere.
The fastest growing sport in America, I've been told.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, they said their leagues are full up there, which just surprised me.
A couple of things that are coming up on the radio show for you to look forward to in the month of December. We're going to talk to cover boy Eric Halverson.
Yes.
Next Saturday. I think I want to do stories with him. I want to talk about news stories because we worked at the same news organization for many years together. So
I'm thinking you just have stories.
We'll probably tell some stories and just find out what he's been up to because he left television news about 2 years ago, has been working in public relations for Kroger, as you will read in the magazine.
He's a very, very busy guy.
He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. We also have a guest that's going to be on the show. She's a senior living designer. She's been doing this for 3 decades. Now, what exactly is that? Well, she makes sure you can age in place in a healthy way with the way your home is designed. Now, she's not going to come in and rearrange your furniture necessarily, but things that are helpful like Alexa or Google Home or a bidet, I've been told. So stay tuned for that. So that'll be great. That'll
I think more and more seniors and then soon us boomers, we're going to want to stay at home instead of possibly moving to the retirement community.
I feel that way. I know everybody doesn't, but...
Yeah, and I know several people who've already, you know, widened the doorways, put in the rails in the shower, so if you do fall, you got something to grab. So
I think it's great.
Yeah.
All right. Mary Pat,
yes,
happy holidays, my dear.
Another year is flying by.
It has, very quickly. We thank you, our audience, for listening to Boomer Radio. Without you, obviously, why would we do this? So thanks for listening to Freedom 95, and have a great rest of your day. Take care.
This has been Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson. Join us again next Saturday at 4:30.